morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 9th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And at 10:30, we're going to be joined by Kim Shields from Encourage. She'll be bringing in Nancy Quick and Tom Sox, both representing the Wood County Veterans Memorial. That'll be our main topic today. And right now, in studio, some of our favorite people. We have Stephen and Katrina Hittner here from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you two doing?
Good.
Great. It's a sunny November day. That doesn't happen in November.
If you haven't been outside, like, step outside, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yes. Bring your radios outside today.
Yeah, totally. Clean up your garage. Do something fun like that, you know.
How have things been going, settling down after the anniversary celebration and all that? How have things been going over there?
Good.
Yeah. There's always so many things, and, like, you know, just like we're going to talk about today is like, we got past, like, the Halloween thing. Now we're getting into Thanksgiving.
There's always something,
and
right?
Thanksgiving's always really busy for us. And going into Christmas as well, just, you know, people getting different foods, preparing for, you know,
different gift-giving ideas.
Yeah, or, like, preparing, like, they say, like, oh, I've got this relative coming to town, and, like, they're vegan, or they don't eat gluten, or, you know, like, whatever it is. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll help you out. And, like, you want a pie crust?
right.
You know, that doesn't have any gluten? Like, I wouldn't want to make one of those. Mm. That'd be a challenge. It's hard enough to make a regular pie crust.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, we've got tons of them in the freezer, so.
Mm-hmm. With every month, every season, we got different things going on, and you guys certainly do a great job of keeping with those and having themes and different stuff. But I think the holidays are a great example of how much you guys are a resource for people with those things. There's not a lot of places that have something like that just right in their own town, just minutes away. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into what's happening over at the shop.
Yeah, thanks for checking in with us. So we launched this idea at our anniversary, actually. So some folks might be like, oh, I'm aware of this, but we're just giving it a little bit more information and education on it. And it's still something new. So there's a lot of, like, learning curve from this, but it's something we wanted to offer a bit more focused consult with people. So I'm going to let Stephen really explain it, because this is more of his brainchild, and I think it's a really cool idea.
I think it's going to be really fun, and it's something we've kind of always done, but we wanted to make time and space for people and make it more intentional. So a lot of folks come into our store every day, you know, asking in-depth questions and looking for guidance on their health. And what we decided is we can still do that. You can come in, you know, randomly whenever you want, James, and we're happy to help you. But sometimes it gets hectic, and sometimes what you kind of need is just that focused time. So we're going to start doing, like, free 20-minute natural health consults. Basically, the idea is you'll be able to sign up for one of these, and then we'll reserve a time, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll work through whatever you want to work on, you know. And the nice idea too is, you know, we'll have this set up ahead of time, so
good
we'll
topic.
Have a little bit of idea, and we can kind of prepare, and we can kind of, you know, walk around the store, kind of help you with stuff. And I think this will be a really nice option for folks who come in and they're kind of like, oh yeah, I needed a little more time, but there's, you know, five other customers there. Like, I understand, like, you know, people are very understanding about this, but we just thought this is something that people really appreciate about our store, and so we just wanted to kind of roll it out, you know, like, casually and easily. We're not trying to make this super formal or make a big deal out of it, but it's an option. And I think later on today, we'll actually have, like, little printouts. So next time you stop in, you know, later today or whenever, you can just ask us for one of these. Maybe we'll have them down by the register.
Yeah, we'll have them down there.
It'll have all the information you need to sign up, and it'll be really fun. We're just looking forward to trying it out. And, you know, for the first couple people who try it out, you can give us your feedback on how it goes too. Yeah. And it'll, you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot like just coming in and asking,
but with more focus.
And I think that's only going to be better. And again, we're not charging for it. It's going to be free. And maybe it's something, you know, in the future we'll charge for. I'm not sure. But we really just thought, hey, let's try this out and let's do it Let's do it for free for our customers.
I really think you got something here. That's a fantastic idea. I love the idea of, because most people, like one of the things I enjoy about your guys' shop, and I've always enjoyed about it, is even on a busy day like the anniversary, it's still people kind of like bopping. Like not so much in a rush to get in that in and out, more observing, looking at things, picking up the items they were looking for, but more taking their time. It's a take your time kind of store. You can go in and out, obviously, but it seems like it's more the one of those places. But even with that, most people do not put like, okay, I'm going to spend a half an hour shopping, you know, or something like that. Chances are these questions that you have or these concerns, maybe they happen organically, like in the moment, and I just don't have the time. I got to go pick the kids up, or I got to do this or that or something. So I'd love to pick your brain right now, but I just don't have the time.
Right.
And even if you have the time and you sit there and, you know, Steve and Katrina, any of the staff over there, you guys are so good at stuff. You break it down to where even I can explain it or understand it. But even with that, we don't retain that information as well. Like I'm driving home and I've already forgotten what Steven's told me or something like that. Yeah. You can take the time to really just sit back, and it's not a huge time commitment. It's 20 minutes, something like that. Not only is the information going to retain and really be beneficial, but this is, again, another example of you guys going above and beyond for this community and doing, like, it's not enough to, like, hey, take this. This will heal you. No, let me talk to you about what will heal you. Let me give you options. Let me tell you what these are. You know,
let's look through some books. You know, if you want one of these books, like, you can really get into it and study and study what you're trying to, you know, focus on.
So just role playing a little bit with you here. I come in and you guys, we've talked about this before. I've been struggling gaining weight, or I've been struggling falling asleep or something like that. And Steven, I'd really like to pick your brain about this. Really talk. That's the kind of thing I can go reserve some time that works in both of our schedules and have a consultation kind of thing.
Yeah. And maybe in the future we should do one of these live on the air with James.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That'd be fun.
Definitely.
Yes.
We do one about sleep. Everybody can relate to sleep. And
Steven,
that'd be really interesting.
We specifically had speakers on for sleeping for James. I mean, come on. We're targeting it. No.
Yeah, we had expert herbalists talking to James, and he's still not sleeping. So he's a tough case.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. But
That's good to know. That's kind of a good example of what you can do there.
Yes.
This ability. Wow.
And
really
there's
cool.
different, you know, we have so many great assets in our building, right? Different people that have different strengths, and we really try to utilize that. So depending on what the issue is, if it's more like kid health or prenatal, like I may be a good person to talk to you about that, right? I've had children in the last 5 years.
So that
may be a good resource for me, but we have other people that have their different expertise and such. So we'll kind of target that. And really, it's very simply, like our grandfather and our dad have always done. We're here to help get people educated and passionate about their health. We are not doctors. We're not here claiming anything. We're here just to be on the journey with them to help them with it. So
just use our experience to guide them forward and give them the resources they need. Because really, it's a lifelong journey.
Absolutely.
When we've all been on it. You know, if we embrace it or not, we're all on our own health journey.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we love it when people come in and they just want to feel a little more empowered in their own journey. That's certainly, like Katrina said, what our grandfather and our dad always were about.
And so, Steven, you said that these may even start today, like later today. You might have an option to be able to start reserving time, or at least sometime this week, maybe.
We're gonna have a little printout. I have a mock up here that I'm just kind of refining. But when I get back, we'll kind of put a last finishing touch to that. We'll print them out, and people can pick them up.
Very cool.
And then there's different ways to, you know, register times and such, and we can talk with individuals about that. If you have questions, of course, feel free to call too. But
Great idea. That's fantastic. That's going to be really beneficial for the area.
Cool.
I know we like to dive into our fun facts. Katrina, you got that for us?
Yeah, fun fact today. So we're talking about shrub, and James, you have tried shrub before.
Yeah.
It's a sipping vinegar, and people often go, what? Sipping vinegar, that sounds like, woo, I don't know if I want that. But it's different, and I like to say it's like a little bit more gourmet.
Definitely gourmet, and it's the reason we brought it in today is because it's a local product made from, in this case, local basil. And it's also a historical drink. This is something, probably the earliest people coming to the U.S. would use to preserve fruits into, you know, so a lot of times they focus around berries. Most of the shrub we have at our store are fruit flavors, and they put fruit and then they add vinegar and some sugar, and it's a way to preserve those without refrigeration, which would be very important historically. And enjoy those fruit flavors all winter. And this is something we've enjoyed at our family Thanksgivings. You can make it into a cocktail if you've got some favored alcohols you want to add to it, or you can drink it as a mocktail, which actually is probably the thing we sell
and that's
the most
what James is doing now, everyone. We're giving him a mocktail, we're not putting any alcohol in there. Sorry, James.
I just wanted to tell everybody how much I just love this stuff. No, let me go ahead.
So it's just some like sparkling water and then the shrub, which is a basil shrub. It's grown in the Stevens Point area. And like Steven said, the company is out of Stevens Point. So really fun. Depth of flavor.
Yeah, I went back for a second drink. I don't usually do that, I'll be honest. I don't always do that with vinegars or anything. That is really good. Yeah. It actually... it reminds me of some like citrus drinks I like that right away, but I don't like it. Feels like it's good for me, like
it is,
it tastes good. And I'm not sure what to do with that query that I'm in now.
I know you're getting to like the health of things, James.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm working at it. We're all a work in progress.
Exactly. Yeah.
So benefits of something like this.
Yeah. So kind of like kombucha, where there's you know, it's fermented. It's been preserved. There's, I guess the benefit of like you're preserving different fruits or vegetables through a season, like Stephen was saying, but you're also getting like digestional benefits for people that are trying to stay away from lots of like sugary sodas. And this is an alternative. It's not full of sugar. Other health benefits. I mean, digestion is the first one I think of, but.
I think it depends on what the ingredient is. Like basil has a lot of you know, kind of medicinal benefits in its own right.
Health too.
So and like there's probably like all sorts of, you know, depends on what's mixed in it. But vinegars and like a sipping vinegar like this are really just good kind of tonics for your health. And we brought it in today mostly because we thought, okay, it's a local food. So we love to get people thinking about Thanksgiving is, you know, like this kind of old tradition where we take local, you know, foods that have been eaten for centuries or, you know, hundreds of years or whatever. And we kind of celebrate those ideas. And we're kind of like, what can we bring in that's unique and maybe people haven't thought of that they might really enjoy during their Thanksgiving? And this is a drink that was drank, you know, probably by the people that first landed in the United States here. And also it's something that can harness those local foods that are going to, like basil, that has a short season in Wisconsin. And you can enjoy basil grown in Wisconsin, actually grown in Amherst, Wisconsin by our friends
White Feather Organics,
which we sell tons of foods from. And you can enjoy it all season.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. I also will just mention, too, that like this is really good on, you can drizzle it on like a salad or you could drizzle it on like, let's say, Brussels sprouts or something. Think beyond just sipping it. Like you can really cook with it. And the Siren Shrub, the people who make this in the Stevens Point area, Mindy and Lane are amazing. They create so many different recipes. So if you go on their website, they have loads of different recipes, whether it's a drink or it's a food that you're adding it to.
They're very active on like Instagram or Facebook as well. So if you buy a bottle, I'd say just like start following them because they're both like really entertaining, genuine people.
Foodies too.
Foodies.
Nice.
Who are trying to like run this great like local business using local ingredients, and they, you know, it's a lot of stuff where like there's a lot of companies that want you to add them to Facebook or Instagram and you add them and you're like, oh, this is just a bunch of garbage. You know, like, but I've never seen a post from them where I was like, hey, this is so genuine and great.
Know, that's cool.
So, tons to learn about. So that's
definitely worth a follow.
That's a kind of a fun Thanksgiving, but you know, just like after you start drinking it, you'll be like, oh, I'm gonna have a little bit of this, you know, afternoon, you know, just for like a pick me up.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's a different flavor, and I love what you said, Katrina, about it being an alternative to sugary sodas or sugary drinks. I could see that right away. I didn't think of it, but as soon as you said it, the taste, all that, like that's something that you can drink on a consistent basis and still enjoy. That part of it is really cool too. Like all those other factors are great, especially with Thanksgiving. It's a tough economic time right now for so many people. That I know a particular group of friends of mine, they're getting together for Thanksgiving because they don't have enough to like really do it on their own. So they're kind of coming together as friends and doing this. But even that, they're not sure if they have enough necessarily. Mm-hmm. Some of these are more affordable options. Some of these are more affordable options while still having a nice Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's like really special, but it'll last a long time. Like it's kind of a concentrate. You can't really see it on there, but Katrina mixed it with, like, we had a large bottle of like carbonated water, sparkling water.
Yeah.
So you just mix like probably 2/3 sparkling water and 1/3 of the shrub, or sort of to taste if you'd like. And then that, like, I've had these shrubs, and again, they're in vinegar, so they're going to last basically forever. But I usually put them in my fridge, then it's cold and it mixes nicely. But it lasts forever. Like I'll come back to it. I'll be like,
it's a vinegar. It's based out of vinegar.
Yeah, I'll kind of forget about it for a little while, and I'll bring it back out, and I'll be like, okay,
tastes great.
Getting back to it. So it goes a long ways. For sure.
And I think a lot of people are looking for different ways to spice up their Thanksgiving, maybe. You know, you've got all your traditional stuff that you can do, but maybe throwing a little something else, you know, extra in there, or a little different spice or flavor can really, you know, add to the day and make it more fun.
Surprise your family from afar and near. Yeah, exactly. So speaking of Thanksgiving, because we have all sorts of Thanksgiving things, and not to be like just running down the line of all the things we have, but we really like to highlight that a lot of families will have people coming in from, let's say they're in, you know, a different state, and, oh, I didn't know my niece is gluten-free or dairy-free.
Right.
Oh, shucks. Like, what do I do? Come on over. We'll help you out, right? A lot of people have no idea how to cook a certain way with a person that has an egg allergy or whatever it might be. Like, we have a lot of us that have, like, different allergies that can talk about it or eat certain ways. So, anything looking for, like, gluten-free or dairy-free, we have great gluten-free pie crusts that are always sold out for the holidays because it just everybody wants them and it's easy to make your own filling.
Every year we order more and more, and hopefully this year we'll have enough. But if you really want that gluten-free crust, I'd say come in
now.
Just put it in the freezer, and then you'll know you have it. But you know, we'll do our best to keep them on hand and going through Christmas as well, for that matter.
And simple things too, like a lot of people, you know, maybe they just want to make like a brownie mix and they want to keep it simple. Like, we have great gluten-free options for that, or egg-free options for those things. It's simple. It's the same as how you'd make it normally. It's just a different consistency, or not consistency, it's a different product that's in there, and it tastes the same as the other stuff.
Sometimes better. I've been surprised a lot of times.
I hear you there. Me too.
And then of course, like, local cranberries, right? You can't have Thanksgiving without cranberries. You really can't.
I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin you can get a fine for that. Like, if you have a Thanksgiving without cranberries, like, you'll get fined for it.
Especially here in central Wisconsin. We're the hub of it.
Well, and we have organic local cranberries, and they're
Rusch's Century Farm, which we've worked with.
Good.
I mean, they've been around forever.
I'm pretty sure my grandfather worked with them, and for sure our dad worked with them. It's like one of those three-generation things that's so cool, and their cranberries are always just so perfect. I don't know how to explain it, but they're also organic, which is really nice. So yeah, if you want fresh cranberries, come in and get those. Those will also probably be sold out.
Well, we got some great dried cranberries, honestly, cranberries with nothing added to it. That's always fantastic too. But and then, you know, of course, like your squashes and other produce, like Brussels sprouts and a handful of other
potatoes.
Yep, onions, potatoes.
I don't know.
Oh, this is something to tell everybody about. We have fresh turkeys, but you have to pre-order them.
Okay.
And the deadline is on Wednesday the 16th. Okay. So if people are going to order their fresh turkey, please come in now, sign up for it, and we'll walk you through all the steps. But
they're free range,
no hormones, no antibiotics.
Yep, and the testament to how great these turkeys are is that the people who order them come back every year for
every year.
20 years. I don't know how long we've been doing it, but like we don't even really spend too much time advertising these turkeys because the list just gets filled up on its own. People just know about it, and they come back and they come back again and again.
Mm-hmm. Really speaks to that. I know a lot of people, especially a couple of really close friends of mine, they get to the point now where they've been dads for a while or something. They want to cook the turkey different than they have every year and everything.
Yeah.
I also know some that are interested in trying different birds, like as far as like a free range turkey or something. Mm-hmm. So it is, even if it can't be through you guys, it is something to think about and try, especially again if you're just looking to spice spice up your Thanksgiving a little bit. So many of us are able to actually have a Thanksgiving again. So I think that with that, might want to do something fun to be welcoming the holiday back.
Absolutely. I think it's important. But even if a person maybe doesn't want a turkey, maybe they want salmon, or they want like a really good steak.
Or shrimp. Yeah. We have
shrimp. Have those options too. Or a person that can't have maybe poultry, you know, there's another option for them. So we have a handful of different things that we always just like to mention it to people. Really good. I know we have Dairy State. They're great. But we have some really good unique cheeses.
Yeah.
Cheese boards, charcuterie boards.
This is Katrina's
long.
This is Katrina's jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go over to Katrina's house and she's doing a charcuterie board, you know you're in good shape.
Right.
She's doing it right. And like, what makes our cheeses special is we've really focused on like raw milk cheeses, which actually have more flavor. They're better for your health, but they have a lot more flavor. And a lot of award-winning Wisconsin like small producer cheeses. So it's not like we do have some cheddars and stuff, but it's not your normal cheddars.
Yeah.
You want to come in for a couple of those special cheeses, and you can throw it on with some, you know, regular cheddar or Kobe
for your
kind of, you know, boring relatives who just want things.
I
love like Kobe and cheddar too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. great stuff all over the place, you guys. Mm-hmm. So what do you got in front of me here? What am I looking at?
Round two.
I don't think James has had breakfast, so we're here for his breakfast
today.
There
we go. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to give you an applesauce. I'm going to share with you what it's called. This is new as of yesterday. We've had it in-house. It is browned butter sage applesauce. It's a very like bold but fun flavor, but everything comes out really perfectly. You get that like creamy flavor of the butter.
Yeah.
You get that sweet of the apple and a different flavor, and that's that sage, but it's not overpowering.
Mm.
But can you like taste it almost like you could eat it with like a pork chop, or you could eat it like sweet on, I don't know, ice cream or something?
Yeah, it could go sweet or savory. I was really impressed by it.
For most of my life, one of the only healthy things I would eat was applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother would always have it in the house, you know, just trying to make sure that I ate something good.
We got a real critic here. What do you think, James?
I am a little picky about applesauce. I'll be honest about that one.
Can't be chunky.
I really like it and everything. Yeah, a little. But more so, I love the amount of flavors I get out of applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
This is like nothing I've ever tasted before of applesauces.
Yeah.
This is so much bigger than that. It feels like I'm calling it applesauce just because I don't have a better word. It's applesauce. It's all the traditional stuff that you come to love about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got layers of flavor to it. Even your greatest applesauces, they have like one or two flavors that hit you. Mm-hmm. I've got three or four that hit my tongue before I even swallowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is really good.
Maybe it's like gourmet applesauce because I think it's maybe not one that I'm just going to eat out of here. I'm going to like pair it with something.
Yeah, I can see that.
You could, of course, eat it out of here.
I mean, it could be good even like an apple butter where you just spread it on toast.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that would be really nice. It'd be interesting. It'd be also interesting. Like, you know how you could substitute in like a brownie mix, like
applesauce
instead of butter or oil?
Yeah.
I wondered this might be even better than that.
So I want to speak about the company for a second. So we've had them since yesterday and they're great, but I've
long time.
I've known the individual who makes it for a long time, and she's awesome. So what she's doing is she's getting all Wisconsin produce as much as she can. I guess there's a couple things she gets from out of area. The cranberries she gets for her other applesauce actually comes from Roosh's Farm that we have too.
And the cranberry sauce that we have at our store now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a cranberry. We have a specialty cranberry sauce, which is great going on to your turkey and your Thanksgiving meal. But what's really cool about this company is they are trying to, you know, the ugly fruits, right? They're taking like the ugly fruits, the ugly vegetables that people aren't going to sell because they don't look right. They're turning it into another product. So they have all sorts of really good like canned foods that they're making taste really great, and that somebody was just going to like pitch it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And so they're doing a good job with that. And again, just really focusing on local and unique flavors.
Yeah. Yeah. All the things we were talking about with Thanksgiving, you have to have applesauce at Thanksgiving. It's another one of those side dishes you have to have. Why not spice it up a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, update that applesauce a little bit.
Is this on turkey?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Mm.
That'd be nice.
Like that could can you put that on mashed potatoes? Because that might actually get me to eat mashed potatoes.
Okay.
That might actually there's not many things I could, especially with meats. It would really pair well with meats. But
yeah.
that's something I could eat half a jar on its own.
Yeah. Like,
that's good, really good.
Uh-huh. That would fit a pork chop, like, no problem.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, that's a perfect fit right there. Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, for those that are looking to, whether you add to your palate, your diet, or we're not, these are great items. And you're buying local, you're supporting local at the same time. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, you guys. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
I'm hungry now, just talking
about it. I'm very hungry, yes. I really appreciate the applesauce. That was really nice.
Moving up Thanksgiving. We're going to do it tonight, guys.
We're going to do it tonight. Tonight, everybody. There are so many other great things happening at Family Natural Foods. We encourage you to go check it out yourself. Visit the gang. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also go to their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a wonderful follow. Not only a great way to keep up on everything going on over there, just a fun, positive thing to have in your feed. Appreciate the time, as always, from you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, James.
We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stick around. Got more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.